All right, so this is the plan. I'm going to talk about state machines. I do have the kind of reading comprehension question, quicker things that we'll do. I'm tired of not lecturing, so let me lecture for a little bit and then maybe we'll get back to that, depending on the timing. All right, so here's where we are at the moment. We've talked a lot about using logic gates to set up ways of transforming patterns of bits to new patterns of bits. It seems sort of limited in a sense, right? Like with the you can set up dominoes so that a pattern of dominoes, you start knocking them over, and then at the tail end, dominoes will fall, and that will represent some pattern. But that doesn't really get you the power of a computer. That just answers one simple question. Things start to get interesting, though, when you take the outputs and feed them back to the inputs. Hillis calls these finite state machines. The word finite, I think, is confusing in this case. They're just state machines. These are machines that have particular logic values that they can then change and turn into other logic values. So I'm going to spend the rest of the lecture talking about what I mean by that. And here's what I decided to do for a simple concrete example. Christmas lights. All right, so what we're going to do is we're actually build up to writing simple logic expressions that control Christmas lights. Make them blink. Make them very festive. All right, so in particular, let's say we're going to start off with the simplest possible. I guess the simplest possible thing is Christmas lights are all on. But the next thing up from that is they blink. They're all on, they're all off for a second, they're all on for a second, they're all off for a second. All right, so that's what we're going to do. So now we're going to think about this. Again, the lights being on is the truth value true. The lights being off is the truth value false. And what we'd like to do is tell the Christmas lights how to behave. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have two Boolean variables. One is called old light. Old light means a second ago, were the lights on or not? What we need to now define is, what are they going to be now? The light's going to be on and off now, depending on what they were a second ago. And so we're going to have another Boolean variable, new light, which is either going to be true or false, and we're going to have to program it. We're going to have to find a logical expression that will tell us how to set new light as a function of old light. Now this one is really simple, so it shouldn't be too complicated. Can anybody tell me, so old light is either true or false, and we now want new light to be either true or false, and we want the lights to blink. So what should the value of new light be as a function of the old light? Can anybody articulate that? So new light is going to be a Boolean variable. So it could be, we can set new light equals true. New light equals true, what would that do? It would mean that the lights turn on. But we don't want the lights on. We want the lights to be on if they were off before, and off if they were on before. That's what makes them blink. So, what is that doing? Yeah.
New light equals false if old light equals.
Okay, so let's write that so that everybody can stare at it together. All right. So we're trying to say, okay, what should new light be? New light equals, we could say false. If
old light equals true.
If old light equals true. Alright, that's not the whole story. Then we say true a second ago. The lights were on. So that's just our way of saying that. But there's actually a terser way of saying this. This is fine. This is good. This is the logic that I wanted. But it turns out that you can actually say the same thing in a lot fewer chalk strokes. We want something that is going to be false if this is true and true if this is false. Well, okay, what if we do this? What if we say old light equals, or new light equals old light? What's that going to do? If the old light, if it used to be on, now it will be on. And if it used to be off, then now it will be off. That's not quite what we wanted. Where can we put a not? Just like if he adds like not.
like not new like.
Close.
Not
new like equals not of old like. So this is a Boolean expression, right? This is a Boolean expression that does what? If old like has the value true, then this expression will have the value false, because not true is false. If old like has the value false, then not old like will have the value true, because not false is true. So this will make the lights blink. Or at least it'll make it flip once. That's all we've done so far. This expression is essentially the same as this expression. But this is sort of a nicer way to think about it, right? You won't have to write this every time you want it to just flip a value. Okay, so I'm gonna use this way of doing it. It turns out this is the syntax is a little awkward, but you can make this work. But this is just so much nicer. It's just elegant. It's pithy, right? All right, so really what we're talking about is we want new light to be not of old light. So let's picture it this way. Oh, I guess I still wasn't quite there yet. So this is our box. We're trying to come up with a circuit that the value of old light comes in, it's either true or false, and the new light should come in, it should be the opposite. So the truth table should look like old value is false, new value is true. If old value is true, new value is false. So in fact, this looks a lot like what you said. Old light equals false makes it true, old light equals true makes it. So what we just realized is that really that's not. Now here's the cute part. This is what makes what we're talking about today different from everything we've talked about up to this point. What we're going to now do is whatever value new light has, we're going to send it back with a 1 second delay, input into the same circuit. So it's going to have some, this light is going to have some value, then it's going to get inverted, and then 1 second later, that new value will take effect and be the old value again. So now things are happening in time. And before, we were really not allowed to have a circuit circling like that, right? We're not allowed to have a Boolean answer fed back in. But as long as we put it with some kind of a delay, this actually makes sense. Somewhat. The information flows through, and then it's held there for some amount of time, and then sent back to the beginning. Okay? So that's a really, it turns out, I'm thinking that you should think that this is kind of easy and straightforward, but it actually is a very powerful idea. So here's what I'm going to do now. I wrote a program that actually acts like this. It actually lets me program the Christmas lights. So let me type in a program to this program. How do I do that? Here we go. Oh, I see. Good. So let's see if this is actually visible. So here's what we've got. This notion of old light and new light, we're going to use as A is the old value of the light, and or that Boolean value, and the blue one is the new one. I didn't mean for it to rhyme, but it did work out that way. Okay? You can ignore the rest of it for now. You can ignore the B's and the C's. So what we're going to do is we're going to say, all right, the value of A after we go through the circuit should be the opposite of what it was before, not A. Okay. And then we're going to set all the Christmas lights to the value of A. Alright, so here's what's happening. This is what you're seeing right now. Yeah, good. Alright, so information is flowing around the circuit. Whatever A was, it now gets a new value according to this Boolean formula, which in this case just flips it to whatever value it isn't. Okay? Then we have little Boolean formulas associated with each of the light bulbs. Each of the, you know, they're supposed to be pretty little, but they're circles. But I picked nice colors for them. Anyway. So this light, for example, is always associated with A. If A is on, then this light is on. If A is off, then this light is off. And you can see the background of the letter A up here is telling you whether A is currently on or not. Yellow means it's on, otherwise it's not. Okay? So what's happening here is the lights are off, then they get computed that they should go on. That information is sent back, which then turns them off again, and then turns them on again. So every second goes through one cycle of this computation, and the lights keep flipping in value. It's pretty, right? All right, so we can do other things with this. The same idea, we can actually do a little bit more elaborate things. What if, for example, we took this light bulb and we say, it should always display not A. So if A is on, then this light bulb should be off. And if A is off, then this light bulb should be on. What will that do now? It's going to continue flashing, but this light bulb...
will flash all the way to the other one.
Right, it's going to march to the beat of a different logic gate. So let's... I'll just do that. I'll just do what I said I would do. That looks like a kind of an exclamation mark. I think if we really were going to hang these on a house, we'd actually do something more like this. Let's see, I'm going to flip every other one here. Right? So, you see that pattern sometimes with the Christmas lights, right? Where the odd lights light up, and then the even lights light up, and they go back and forth like that. Now the color choice doesn't seem so good, because the blues are too close to each other. I should have been better about that. And the green. But anyway, all right? Yes?
I guess everything you just did, except for the not A.
Okay.
What happens if you write true next to the...
Excellent. What if we change this to true? Okay. So now, what we're saying is that no matter what input comes in through here, A is just going to be set to true. It's always going to be true. So if you notice, the letter A is always lit up. B and C I have set to false. All these light bulbs are a function of A. All the ones that say A are on. All the ones that say not A are off.
So when it's not A, that just makes it come on when A
comes. Not A means,
I mean, when it,
it means whatever the value was, change it to the opposite. And that's what's causing it to do the blinking back and forth. Right? So so there's other things we can do here, right? So let's turn this back to, what if we make it A? That's weird. Are the lights on or off? Well, it depends what A was when I instituted that change, right? At the moment, A is off, and the next moment, it's still going to be off because it's always going to be the same as it was a second ago. Watch this. If we turn it on, and then very quickly, have A, there we go, we make A go back to A, now it's always on, because it's keeping whatever value it had on the previous time step. So each time time marches on, A has to figure out, what should I be now? Well, this function tells me what should be. I should be whatever I was last time. Not A says I should be the opposite of whatever I was last time. We can also do things like, we'll set this light bulb to ignore A and just always be true. We'll have this one ignore it and always be false. Right? So A is going through a series of values, and the light bulbs are taking lighting or not depending on what those values are. Alright, so it's okay at the moment? So far so good? Can I ask is there a question I can ask? What if we do this? Do we want to do that? No, I don't think we want to do that quite yet. All right, let me go back to the lecture. So in the notes, in case you want to be able to do this on your own, what I did for that demo was to have everybody flash together. I said A should always be flipping, true to false to true. B and C I just was ignoring, and all the light bulbs were set to take on whatever the value of A was. When I wanted to do the blink, 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 like the odds versus the evens, I have the same, this is the finite state control here. This is telling the bits how to move around, and this is telling the lights how to light. And in this case, I had the odds lighting up with A, and the evens lighting up on the off beat, on the down beat. Yeah?
What's the logic you wrote in to make it repeat?
So how do we feed it back? So you need some, it's not any of the gates that we've talked about. It's another kind of electronic component that all we're going to think of it as is something that grabs a bunch of bits and then shifts them back to the beginning with a delay, and the delay, you have to set what you want the delay to be so everybody comes over together, and then starts it up again. So that's the new idea today. It's just this idea that you can also have electronics that grab a bunch of bit value. It's like a wire, but you can't literally just use a wire because then it'll happen right away and things will get all confused. There has to be a little bit of a delay, a synchronization built into the wire. So just imagine that that's what it does. Like at the end of the circuit, they get copied back. They're all together, kind of like horses at the gate in a horse race. They're kind of up against the gate, and then after the timer goes, they're allowed through again. You can even do that with horses, right? Because they do go around. Okay, anyway. All right, so that's a computer. Okay, well, maybe not exactly a computer. I mean, a computer has more of these inputs. It's not just the A. There's a whole lot of them, in fact, billions of them. But that's not the point. It's still the same idea. The internal logic is actually a bit more complex with a computer. So let's start moving towards slightly more complex, and maybe by next week we'll be in a position to be able to say, oh, I understand the Christmas lights. I don't completely understand the computer, but I understand something that's partway in between. So I can sort of imagine how the rest of the computer works. All right, so what I'd like to do next is, the other cool thing that Christmas lights do sometimes is they do this kind of traveling thing where they light up and then it looks like they move over one. They kind of march. And you can't do that with just flashing, because you can't tell, is it going in one direction, is it going the other, is it moving back and forth? So you need at least three to actually make it look like it's traveling. So now we're going to have, instead of just one light and another light, we're going to have three separate lights. No, sorry, not lights. We have three separate bits that we can set the lights to. I didn't mean to animate this, but it's animating anyway. So again, so there's going to be three bit values. We're going to have some logic in between that's going to tell them how to change their values. And then they're going to get copied back, and we're going to do another cycle, one cycle per second. All right, so how are we going to do this? So we want the state sequence to look something like this. We want A, B. So if we start off like this, A is true, B is false. Then we want, on the next time step, A to be false, B to be true, and C to be false. Right, as the light is kind of moving down. Then we want A to be false, and C to be true. And then we can return back to the original one. A is true, and the other two are false. If we repeat this sequence, actually just this part of the sequence, over and over again, it'll look like, you know, vroom, vroom, you know, kind of like the lights are moving across. All right, any difficulty with that idea so far? It's difficult to tell. All right, so let's actually fill in the truth table here. I said at the very beginning, A should be true and the other two false. And then one time step later, what should the new value of A be? If we're having it move through, then A, if it was on in one step, needs to be off in the next time step. Did I go down? Yeah, okay. All right. What about in the case where A is false and B is true and C is false, what should A be on the next time step? Look back at the previous picture. It should still be false, right? So, because here's what it was, A was on. I'm afraid to do this because I'm going to end up putting my middle finger out. Sorry. That would be horrible. The way that I was talking about it here is initially A is true, and then one time step later B should be true, and then one time step later C should be true, and then the time after that A should become true again. And so this true is kind of moving in waves through these different values. All right. So in this case, if we've got A is false, B is true, and C is false, then on the next time step, A should be
false.
I heard false, I heard some trues. When is A going to become true? In the third case. Right, after C becomes true, on the next time step after that, A will become true again. So this is what we want A to be. We want A to become, the new value of A should be false in this case, and true in this case. All right, so now, what was the expression? She's napping now, but what was the expression? Geeky logic puzzle, is that what it was? Something like that.
Oh, yeah, don't tell us.
Oh, of course not, I would never. It's all just between us and the webcast. I'm just saying. But this is another one of those puzzles. Now we need to know what can we set A to be? What value can we set A to be so that it will exactly follow this pattern? That if A is true, B is false, C is false, then A will become false. If A is false, B is true, and C is false, it will become false. If A is false, B is false, and C is true, it will become true. Anybody see it? We want the new value of A to be the old value of C. Right? It matches, exactly. I heard I don't get it. Is that what you said? Yeah? Which part?
Like,
all of it. None of it. Just stop. Go ahead.
No, I mean, like, how come it, like, repeats? Like...
This is what we want it to be. We're trying to design the lights so that it will have the property that the light bulbs are going to light.
So when we figure out what happens in the second part, we'll figure out what happened in the first part.
I'm not sure what you mean by first and second part.
So like the first A, B, and C.
Oh, because we haven't set the new values of B and C yet, so this is incomplete. Is that what you're saying?
No,
that's true.
The first part. The true and false. Is that in our table or our not table?
It's none of the above. It's a new logic function that we're making up.
Like,
no, it's not random. This is what we want to have happen. Is that on one time step the A should be on. The next time step B should be on, the next time step C should be on, and then the one after that A should become go on again. That way if we attach light bulbs to A, B, and C, it's gonna it's gonna go A, B, C, A, B, C, A, right? That's what we want.
Okay. I get it.
Because I could do that again. Go ahead.
B becomes A now.
So you're moving on to this column, is that what you're doing? Alright, yeah, we're almost there. So what we figured out is that the new value of A should be the old value of C. It should just be copied over. B, on the other hand, needs to become true after the first pattern, and then become false, and then only become true again when the first pattern comes up again.
And so, why isn't it in the second spot? If we're doing it by X, why isn't it false, true, false?
So this is the new value of A. Right, this is going to make it move into diagonal, right? If A is true and B is false and C is false, in other words, we have the first light lit and the other ones are off, then that's when we want B to come on the next time step later. Okay? That's why we want this to be true in exactly this case. Does that make sense? No, you're gonna let me go. Go ahead.
And this is
the
true thing
for
the traffic.
Yeah.
So it's probably related, you're saying. In the chapter, Hillis talks about a traffic light controller.
Oh.
It probably is very similar to this because it goes red, yellow, green, somewhere.
No, I'm talking about the traveling light that you get.
The traveling light. We're trying to make the traveling light. That's exactly what we're doing now. We're trying to figure out how to wire up the traveling light so that we'll see the light bulbs go blink, 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 blink. Okay? And it goes, if you stare at Christmas lights enough, and goodness knows we all have, it goes in a pattern, a three-cycle pattern, where some of them are lit up, and then the ones next to them are lit up, and the one next to those are lit up, and then it repeats again. But they have them all, right, they have the light bulbs all next to each other, so that it looks like it kind of got handed off. It makes a wave. That's not meant to be computer science, this is just meant to be Christmas lights. Yes?
So why doesn't it just repeat the left half a little? Why does it go, are you going to have to make another truth table after this one?
Not for this example, no, this should be enough once we figure this out. So let me fill in the rest of it and then maybe I'll understand the question better. So B, the new value of B should be the old value of A, and the new value of C should be the old value of B. So one way to think about this, in this case, is it's a handoff, right? So let's see how to do this. All right, you guys are part of the demonstration. Can you just stand up and face everybody? All right, I'm A. Okay, if you have the bottle, you're true. All right, so in the first time step, I've got the bottle, I'm the true one, okay? The next time step, what do I want to do? I want to hand the bottle over to B, okay? On this time step, now B's got the bottle. B is true, the rest of us are false, okay? Then one time step later, C is true, and the other ones are false. And then finally, goes back to A. So how do you write that? B gets the handoff from A, right? Whatever value I have, B is going to take on the next step. So B, if you look on the board, that says B gets the value of A. The new value of B is the old value of A. B equals A. On the other hand, C's value, where does C's value come from? Comes from B. So the new value of C, hand it over, is whatever the old value of B was. So C, the new value of C, the blue C, gets the old value of B. And then finally, where do I get my value from? C. So A, the new value of A is the old value of C. And that gets this kind of ripple dynamics going. Alright, so does this little piece of the story make a little bit more sense now? That each the truth values are just getting propagated like a river down or around river. There's nothing, no, this is just one example. There's nothing magic. You don't have to really know this, but I want you to understand the process by which we figure out the logic. So no, don't memorize this. That would be sad. Okay? So if we, yeah, go ahead.
So if we were all asleep, we all have left and right,
right?
Right.
Because here's what we're going to do. So let me actually do it in the little simulator. Okay, good. All right, here's our simulator again. I'm saying the new value of A is the old value of C. The new value of B is the old value of A. And brown is the new black. No, wait, that's not right. B. The new value of C is the old value of C. Okay, and so now we're going to set our light bulbs like this. Pay no attention to that little finesse I have to do. All right, so here's what's happening. On each time step, each of these, the A, B, and C, all calculate what their new value should be based on the formula that we gave it, which in this case is just handing off from one of the other values. So C's value comes, or A's value comes from C, B's value comes from A, and that gets it to kind of step through this sequence of three. Now I have all the light bulbs lighting. The first one, is it lights up if A is on, the second one if B is on, the third one if C is on, the fourth one A, B, C, A, B. And now, if you look at it, it should look like, if you look at one of the light bulbs, it should look like it's traveling down, right? Of course, each of these light bulbs is actually just, it's going on for one step and then off for two. On for one step and off for two. But I have them all synchronized with each other so that you get this kind of ripple, trader, handoff kind of effect happen. Okay? Is that cool? What if we wanted the lights to go up instead of down? What if we wanted them to ripple upwards? There's at least two ways to do it. Do you have one or a question?
No. What if we like A would equal B?
What if we change that to A equal B? Good.
And then C would equal.
A, okay.
And then B would be C.
B would be what? C.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, interestingly, it's passing around like weird values at the moment. So here's what I'm going to do. And I suspect that this will not help anyone's understanding quite yet. But it is very, very cool. All right, so here's what I did. And computers have this too. I created, in addition to the values A, B, and C that are moving through this state machine, I also have a value X that can either be true or false. It's a push button, or you can think of it as a switch, right? But if I close it, power can flow through it, otherwise not. I can set the value of the A, B, or C's or the lights based on the value of the switch as well. And so I use that to actually, as a reset button in this case. But no need to worry about that right now. Oops. Dope. You just use that to get the cascade started. All right, did it work? Are the lights going up? Yeah, let's do it. Good call. We could have also left it how it was and just changed when the light bulbs go on. We could have labeled the light bulbs A, B, C, A, B, C. Then it would have gone up as well. Yeah. Yes. She told me to do it.
Oh yeah, I know. But what if you put it backwards, like C
and A? What would backwards mean?
Like A.
Because we did just reverse it. You want now B to A.
If it was B C A, what would happen if it was B C A, like going this way?
Okay, so A C B.
Yeah.
Okay, good. We can do that. A C B. Ah. It did what you told it to do. This is interesting. What's that?
One minus missing.
Well, it isn't. I mean, missing compared to what it was doing before, but it's doing something reasonable. What's happening is the old value of A, this may not have been, yeah, the old value of A is the new value of A. In this case, A is off, and so each time step it stays off, because it just stays with whatever it was before. The new value of B is the old value of C, and the new value of C is the old value of B. They're just handing it to each other, right? So now what's happening is we have this kind of blinky thing going, where these guys are alternating. All the A's are just off forever at this point, and the B's and the C's just trade off with the two of them, right? Yeah.
If it was on and you put the A down, it'll stay off forever, right?
Yeah, if it happened to have been on when I made the change on the screen, that's right. That's right. And this is what I keep doing when I come over here and I say, all right, the new value of A is the old value of A or X. If X is on, then A will go on. So now I go over here and I push the button, and A goes on because it's the or of those. So either if it was on already, it should go on, or if it was off, but the button's pushed, it should go on. So now I have a way of controlling whether it turns on or not, that little reset button.
If you would have put not X, would it stay on also or no?
A or not, like this, like not A or not X?
Not A or something like that?
A or not A, like that?
I don't know. No, just like put in not A.
Put in not A, ah! Well, we know what not A does, right? This is, no, now it's flipping. So if it comes in on, not A tells it to turn off. If it comes in off, not A tells it to turn on. So now that one's just toggling. And in fact, it ends up just by luck lining up with the B so that they're going together. But it doesn't have to be that way. Yeah?
On the first one you set up, when it was just going from A to, how was doing that thing going down? It was just blinking down.
Yes, uh-huh, uh-huh.
What was that? That was like BAC?
I think so.
So what if you did TAB?
Then we catch a cab. All right, so how do we, let's, and not X, and not F, and not F. All right, so now everything's off. So maybe we should let the first one be on. Let's see what happens. Oh, okay. So now CAB causes the downward movement.
So then the other way around.
When you say the other way around, you mean
B,
oops, A, C. No, because B, A, C, now we're in that same situation as before. C is getting the old value of C, so it's not changing. And A and B are just swapping with each other. But you should be able to trace out all the different possibilities. Maybe not all of them, but a lot of them. All right, so now we've got a more complicated linky thing going. But we're not done. This is how reset works. I think I'm not going to talk much more about this. But basically, yeah, I came up with a way to make it so that I could, when you push the button, it forces the A, B, and C to take on particular values, which is a useful thing to be able to do. And you can express it with this simulator. All right. So now let's see if we can travel with less. In other words, we're going to, to get this ripple effect to happen, we used A, B, and C. We used all three registers, all three of these bits that hold values. Can we do the same thing with only two?
What?
Just A and B. And it turns out the answer is yes. And here's how it's going to go. So now, there's three different states of the lights, and we're going to encode them with three different patterns of A and B. If A is true and B is false, that's going to be the first light bulb on. If A is false and B is true, that's going to be second light bulb on. That's just the same as it was before. But now, if A is false and B is false, then we're going to turn the third light bulb on. Okay, because we can always set a light bulb to be, say, not A and not B. And that'll make it turn on exactly in this case. All right, so what should the new value of A become? If we want to cycle through these three states, if A was true and B was false, we want the new value of A to become false. If A is false and B is true, we want the new value of A to become false. And if A is false and B is false, we want the new value of A to become true. So it used to be that we just said, the new value of A is just the old value of C. Now we have to do something more complicated. In fact, The new value of A is exactly the expression not A and not B. In other words, this is true when these two are false. B, on the other hand, is always A. So that one stays easy. But the A is a little trickier now. So we should be able to actually make the lights do that. Let's just not use this guy. So what did I have it say? I said A, not A, and not B. And this one is that. All right. And then since C is always off, we're going to tell this light bulb to go on when not A and not B. All right. So I claim we should now get exactly that same ripple pattern. But we're only using A's and B's to do it. You see it? Good. Doesn't need C to be able to do this, but just A and B, we can represent four different patterns. In this case, we're only using three different patterns. That's pretty slick. Huh. And we can use C for other things if we want.
Can we not?
What's that? Can we not? Yeah, sure. Let's see what else I had in store, though. All right, so one last insight. So now we've got the lights going in a pattern of three. There's actually eight light bulbs. What if we wanted the light to basically traverse all eight light bulbs and then go back to the beginning? We can't quite do that the way we were doing it before, but since we have A, B, and C, how many different patterns can we represent on A, B, and C? They can all be false. They can all be true. The first one can be false and the other one's true. Interesting. This should remind you of something.
That was an octopus, by the way.
I'm trying to be an octopus. I'm lacking limbs. What's that? So we got three bits. How high can we count with three bits? 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 0 to 7. No, if we have 8 bits, we could do that. With 3 bits, we can only get up to we can have 8 different patterns. 0, 0, 0 through 1, 1, 1 is 8 different patterns. So here's what we'll do. We'll have, when the bits are all off, that's like a 0 in binary. A, B, C. Let's say we'll start them all off. The next time step, let's try to make it say 1 in binary, 0, 0, 1. The time step after that, let's have it switch to 2 in binary, 0, 1, 0. Then we'll have it switch to 3 in binary, and so forth, all the way up to 7, and then have it flip back up to all zeros. So we can actually do that by, if we can just figure out the circuit that turned A, B, and C into the binary number plus 1. Right? If we had a circuit that could actually add 1, we'd be all set. It would have to look like this, right? 0, 0, 0 goes to 0, 0, 1. 0, 0, 1 goes to 0, 1, 0. All the way down to 1, 1, 1 gets you 0, 0, 0. So again, if you do a nerdy logic puzzle, what you can figure out is that, well, C, if you can see what C is doing, it's always flipping from whatever it was on the previous step. So that's pretty simple. B is always taking on the value of not B equals C. You have to kind of trace it out, but what you notice is that whenever B and C are the same, B goes off, and whenever they're different, B goes on. And then the expression for A turns out to be a little more complicated, but regardless. So now what we should be able to do is actually get it to count up to 8. So not C, this is not B equals C. And this one was something crazy, like not A and B and C, or A and not B and C. I think so. And then we have the light bulb. We have the first light bulb light, if the number being represented is 0, which is not A and not B and not C. A
1 is that, a 2 is that, a 3 is that, 4 is that, 5 is that, 6 is that, 7 is that. So, if all went according to plan, these A, B, and C should actually be counting up in binary. It should be exactly the patterns that you get if you're representing the numbers 0 to 7 in binary. And the light bulb should be turning on in sync with the numbers 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So it should just travel all the... What did I do wrong?
On A, you need another parenthesis.
Oh, it's so A is always off at the moment because it's a syntax error. Thank you.
All right, light bulb starts at the top. This is 1, 2, 3 in binary, 4 in binary, 5 in binary, 6 in binary, 7 in binary, 0 in binary. And the whole neighborhood is happy, and Christmas spirit flows through the hearts of men and women. All right, no class on Monday, because in the vein of celebrating Christmas, I will be in synagogue. But we'll get back together on Wednesday. If you haven't gotten the homework in, let's work that out by email. Please contact me or John or Monica to step you through if you hit any snags. The goal is to just force you to go through the steps so that you really understand what they are. And if you don't, you can ask for help. The reading for next time, I'll send out by email, but it should be some part of chapter 3. Probably the first two sections, but I'll check that. We'll do our first programming.